Look, I don't want to talk about all of our stuff right now, okay? What I want to do is that a couple of months ago, is Jackie Anthony in the house? I would have heard her by now. Jackie, are you at home? Where is she? Oh, I hadn't heard you. Like, what's up? You got a sore throat? She just flew in. So if those of you that don't know, Jackie Anthony is just an amazing connector, an amazing human. And I've had the pleasure of visiting with her numerous times. She's come to my house, not in a weird way, when we had like events and stuff like that. I mean, but Jackie is just one of these people that's a great connector, great personality. Just don't piss her off, right? Because then the British Irish comes out in her, and yeah, I still got that scar. My shoulder's still hurting, Jackie. So, no, but Jackie contacts me and goes, "Hey, you should meet these guys. They're doing something really cool with this accounting thing." And I'm like, okay, I hear this a lot, right? So, okay, I'll check it out. And I don't know, about a year ago, she connects me with a couple of guys. I'm like, well, who are these guys? Right? What are they doing? And they start to show me, and we start to talk about this product that they had. And all of a sudden, I get really pissed off. I'm mad at them. Why am I mad at them? Because I didn't have what they are having right now in my business. I always said, you know what? If I had this for my clients, it would make my job so much easier. I'm really mad at them, and I'm also really mad at Ben Stein. But let's talk about them, because I'm going to have to get off the stage because I'm so mad at them. And I'm so proud that they have been the title sponsor for BKX 2022. And I'm proud to share and welcome to the stage the co-founder of Digits, Jeff Seibert.
Thank you, Ben. We're so excited to be here. You're far too kind in the intro. Very, very excited for the future of the bookkeeping industry. And really, actually, just seeing everyone here and meeting folks here, because all I've seen is you're so inspired to learn, to share advice, to discover new ideas, and to push the bounds of what's possible. And so this has actually become our obsession as well. And so I want to show you what we think might be possible with new finance technology, new software. Ben was talking about Neuralink. Our team over the past 4 years has spent over 100,000 hours and committed over 1.5 million lines of code to build what we hope is a new platform in finance. And so today, for the first time ever, we are going to share publicly what we're building and how it actually works under the covers to hopefully generate some ideas, because we're really excited to build this together with you. So I'm sure you have heard lots of hype about machine learning and the future of work. And today, we want to help tease apart the fact from the fiction and show you what is actually possible with the latest technology. And it's very clear, the pace of tech innovation continues to accelerate. And when applied to the right problems in the right way, it does have the potential to transform industries. And so as a quick example of this, let's actually spend a minute looking at digital art. So I'm sure you're familiar with Photoshop. You've heard of Photoshop. Photoshop has been market dominant for over 30 years. But it's starting to show its age, actually. And so now you have computational photography. This empowers photographers to take photos that were never before possible, with a lens, with a camera that literally fits in your pocket that you're carrying around all day long. And instead of having to go back to Photoshop and adjust the lighting or add filters or stitch together a panorama, literally your phone does it for you. Then think about collaboration. In this era of remote work, remote collaboration is critical. That's really all that matters. And so now there's Figma. Figma is just like Photoshop, but it's in your web browser. And so it's become this new de facto design tool for modern digital artists because it unlocked multiplayer design. You can collaborate from anywhere on earth together. And when you're lacking for inspiration, now you can actually just ask the computer to draw something for you. So let's say you're working on a children's book. You need an illustration. Well, okay, what's this page about? Okay, maybe it's about some teddy bears. Oh, there we go. And if you don't love it, you literally just ask again. And you can ask again. And this is real. So these images were created by a new AI called DALL-E 2. And the only input was that text prompt. You can type in whatever you want. It'll give you an image about that. You may think this is impossible or that this is magic. Trust me that this is real. And it's not just art. Computers can now write for you too. So, for example, maybe we can have an AI give me some advice. I want to know how I can make sure this presentation is successful. So let's see what its advice is. So we'll add in a little bit more here. And then we'll hit submit. Here we go. Right? Not bad. That is completely computer generated by an AI. So maybe it can help us predict the future as well. Let's go back to some art for a second. What does this look like? Oh, interesting. Well, it definitely looks like your job is going to get harder, not easier. And I love how one of your arms will soon be a calculator. So more seriously, though, what you're starting to see here is actually some of the weaknesses of this technology. You can start to see how this works. So what this AI is doing is it's taking themes from the words you type in, getting imagery from those themes, and then morphing them together. So it's not a human brain, it's not being creative, it is trained on a vast data set, and it's pulling from that data set to morph things together and combine them in interesting ways. And so once you start to understand how this technology works, then you can be really thoughtful about where it can be useful and where it can't. And so rather than making bold claims about computers taking over the world, we believe in a process called human-centered design. When you deeply empathize with people and understand what problems they're trying to solve, how the technology they have can really help them achieve their goals, that's where magical products can come to life. And so our real obsession at Digits is to build tools that empower you. We are trying to save you vast amounts of time, help you grow your business, help you better serve your clients, and we're super excited to share more of what we have. So if you could be empowered by better accounting software, what would it do for you? How would it make your life easier? How would it save you time? And so this is the journey we've been on for 4 years. So before that, my co-founder Wayne and I have actually been obsessed with tech and business for a long time prior. Who here has used Dropbox? Okay, pretty much everyone. That's awesome. So Wayne co-founded Dropbox in 2007. Here he is with Arash and Drew pitching Y Combinator when they first raised money. And Dropbox really was about pushing the bounds of collaboration online. They were trying to make it possible to transfer and share files without having a clunky USB stick. What's funny is that same year, I started a product called Backboard to do online collaboration around documents. The real power was in this technology. We were one of the first ways to render files in a web browser, like PDFs or Photoshop or Word docs or PowerPoints, et cetera, and then you could mark them up and comment live. And Wayne and I didn't know each other, but a few years later, my company was acquired by Box, Dropbox's main competitor. And so we didn't know it yet, but we were already working on these same types of problems. And so it may sound crazy today, but if you go back, if you put yourself back in the early 2000s, online file backup and document collaboration live in your browser, these were completely novel technologies. Before that era, these didn't really exist. Today, you take both of these for granted, right? And so what's the future? What will 10 years from now look like that feels totally crazy today? So by the time Wayne and I did meet in Boston, all the world's attention had switched to mobile in 2011. Everyone was on their phone starting to use apps. This whole industry was born. But the ecosystem was still really in its infancy. And back then, 10% of all reviews on the App Store mentioned the word crash. Right? The tools were archaic. Mobile might have been the future, but we were still figuring out how this industry worked and what was needed. And developers were wasting hours and hours trying to debug their apps, trying to figure out what was wrong so that they could fix them. So this is a real Apple crash report. And just like you're probably familiar with tediously poring through account statements, receipts, invoices, whatever it might be, developers had to pour through thousands, tens of thousands of these reports to figure out why their app was crashing. And it's like a needle in the haystack. If you scroll down enough, you get to thread 1,886, and that's what crashed. And so what really struck us was like there had to be a better way. This took a lot of time. And it turned out there was. So we built a product called Crashlytics,
We went deep into the tech, and we figured out how we could fully automatically identify the line number of code that caused the app to crash. And we could report it back to the developer in under 2 seconds from anywhere on Earth, no matter where the user was using their app. And so then, imagine you have hundreds of users complaining about your app being unstable, and we tell you the line to fix, you fix it, and now you can close the issue. This was incredibly delightful to app developers, as you can imagine. It's all of a sudden making their lives so much easier. And we got very fortunate with the timing. We went from zero to over 300 million devices running Crashlytics in under 12 months. But more importantly, we had really shown these app developers what truly modern software could do for them and for their productivity. And we saved them hundreds of hours, countless hours, debugging their apps. Twitter acquired us in 2013, and Wayne and I went on to lead Twitter's developer platform. And this is funny because it is true they did not kill us off, actually, so that was fun. We ended up running conferences for thousands of app developers around the world, and we built out a whole suite of mobile products for these app developers. And today, Crashlytics actually still exists. Today it's owned by Google. It's powering 1 million apps around the world, and it is everywhere. It runs on 99% of all active phones on Earth, with unquestionably probably everyone in your hand right now. Over 6 billion devices. And it now processes 5 trillion events per month. And so we are extremely used to vast data at scale, very complex data at scale, and that was part of the lens we're bringing to this. So you're probably thinking, okay, great, yeah. What does this all have to do with bookkeeping? So through this whole journey with Crashlytics, Wayne and I were really struck by the difference between the tools on the product engineering side of the business and the tools on the finance side of the business. On the product engineering side, we had live A/B testing, these real-time performance dashboards, user analytics, everything you could just go and pull up and instantly know exactly how the product was doing. And on the business side, we literally had PDFs and Excel models we had to maintain by hand. And it really struck us, like, why was there this dichotomy? Why couldn't we get instant answers to our financial questions? Why did we have to wait weeks to close the books and do all this work, and it was so manual, and then you have to go and update your budget? And it just felt like there could be a better tool here. And so what really struck us is, why couldn't we have this? And then we realized it wasn't just us as a little startup, right? Of course we didn't have this. But even big companies didn't have this. So in 2015, I was named head of consumer product at Twitter and ended up leading the core product engineering teams for the main Twitter experience. And we had teams in a dozen offices around the world, and so I wanted to bring them together for a strategy offsite. So I went to corporate finance and was like, great, we're going to do a strategy planning offsite for the core Twitter team. What's the budget? And instead of them giving me a number or a range or anything, their literal response to me was, oh, we haven't run those books yet. Can you give us 3 weeks? And I was like, what? Like, you have a 100-person finance team, your Twitter, and we need to run this offsite. Are we going to do it or not? And so they literally were like, oh, okay, just do it. It'll be fine. And so we go ahead and do it. Sure enough, at the end of the quarter, corporate finance comes back to me all upset that I was, quote, over budget. And I was like, I literally asked you what the budget was. And so this was sort of the turning point. So Wayne and I left Twitter. We were fed up with this. And so we started Digits with the goal of helping bookkeepers, accountants, finance teams, hopefully with better tools to make all of this possible. And so speaking of Wayne, let me invite him up here to talk about the start of this journey.
Thanks, Jeff. First, before I start, I'm so incredibly excited to be here. It's we have been working for 4 years, and we've been keeping everything really on a tight lid and trying to keep everything really focused and building this stuff. So today is actually a momentous day for us and the team. We have a team live streaming right now, and so just know that they're all excited here with you. But it's true what Jeff said. We love tackling really, really, really hard problems. And our approach to tackling these problems is to build incredibly simple tools to solve these problems. You don't want really complicated, another spreadsheet, another interface with a million buttons on there that changes all the time. You don't want that. And it turns out that in order to solve this problem, business finance is very, very intricate, very complicated. There's many different sizes of businesses. Some are cash flow driven, some are expense driven. And so our mission is to build these tools to fit all of those. In order to do that, we have to surround the company first with the best supporters. We've raised from Benchmark, Google Ventures, and very recently we just announced that we raised from SoftBank. I want to call out one investor in particular, Peter Fenton, and he's been a believer in us since the very beginning. He's been on the board of Yelp, Zendesk, Twitter, Airtable, and when he said that he really wanted to be the first investor and the first supporter in Digits, Jeff and I were floored. Of course, we said yes, and that's how we began. Then we began the real journey of talking to businesses, your clients, you yourselves, and the accountant, and the bookkeeping, and the entire industry on trying to find out what are some of the problems that still persist today, that still plague the industry today in 2022. One problem we saw, very simply, many businesses still struggle with finding the information, the needle in the haystack. So before you can actually give them any type of insight, any type of value, you have to do this. You have to manage their files and collect everything and organize it for them, for every single one of your clients. Another problem is the number of steps that it takes to get to the monthly close. Each one of those steps takes time. It can take hours to go through all those steps. And again, you have to do this for every single one of your clients. And then another problem here, you're gonna have to download information from QuickBooks, you're gonna have to download from the bank accounts, you're gonna have to download from your bill pay, you're gonna have to download from the CRM systems, all these intricate systems all over the place, download them, then you have to switch between them, and then throw in the ledger, and then your clients and patients. It's painful. I'm saying stuff that you guys feel day in, day out. And then some of you guys have to do the analysis, figure out what's going on, what's changed. You have to go over here. Does this make sense? Is that worth highlighting? How do I present this in a way that makes sense to my clients? Your clients don't want to see this. They want the simple things like, this is what you need to do. So these are the problems. These are some of the problems that we still face today. Once you do the analysis, then you have to put it together, the charts, the formatting, does it look good in PDF, all this other stuff. And again, you have to do all of this for every single one of your clients. Another problem we saw was vendor identification. So you might see some sort of charge or bill that comes in, and you code it into QuickBooks, and sometimes you code it as Uber, and then maybe someone else coded it as Uber Ride, and then someone else coded it as Uber Eats. Maybe you yourself did it, and they're not consistent. This is hard when you put it in like this to do any type of vendor analysis. So we kept asking ourselves, why is it so hard to find the needle in the haystack? Why is it so hard to analyze what's important and deliver that to your clients? And why is it so hard to maintain an accurate set of vendors for every single one of your clients? And it turns out that the root of this, the root of all these inefficiencies, is technology. But it's not just any type of technology. Let me show you what I mean by that and the core of what Digits has been working on.
In business, the flow of new financial data never stops. And all of it needs to be identified, organized, and manually updated to maintain your client's ledger. Your tools should work as fast and as smart as you do. Enter Digits, a revolutionary leap in financial technology. Our living model is a twin of your client's real-life business. Whatever happens there, the living model learns from and adapts to. It completely reimagines how you interact with your client's books, helping you automatically organize and understand your client's data, allowing you to spend less time on manual tasks. And the living model only gets smarter the more you use it. It's like your own finance team helping you oversee your clients' books every second of every day. The Living Model powers the next generation of super tools for business finance, unlocking abilities that, until now, have never been possible. Get the finance tools of tomorrow, today.
All right, so let me actually explain. You're probably wondering, is this real? Yes. So this technology, what we've called the Living Model, is what we've been building for the last 4 years. And for the first time ever, we're going to show you today what it actually does and how it works. And so as Wayne said, our goal is to fully understand, basically to fully model each of your clients' businesses so that we can unlock insights about what is driving it, what's changing, what's interesting, what's important to pay attention to, et cetera. Obviously, doing this in an automated manner is not easy. And so we start by bringing together a few different fields and combining their strengths. The first big one is machine learning. And so using some of the latest advances in machine learning technology, just like you saw with that image generation, just like you saw with that text generation, we have trained state-of-the-art transformer models to understand double-entry accounting. Next, we apply statistical analysis and pattern recognition algorithms for things like automatic reconciliation, recurring subscription identification, anomaly detection, et cetera. And then we pair both of these with domain-specific data sets. So we're bringing other data to bear and that powers these heuristics that basically build accounting knowledge directly into our core platform. We say it's living because this is running continuously. And Digits is constantly learning and getting smarter from every single new transaction. And so as new transactions happen, they're automatically pulled in, everything runs and models, and they're built into the data set. And so, okay, maybe this sounds nice, but you're probably wondering, well, what is it actually doing? So the way this works is we start by sitting on top of your existing accounting software, your existing ledger, and we sit on top of your client's existing financial accounts, their banks and credit cards, et cetera. And so this is really important. You change absolutely nothing. This forms sort of the basis of the Living Model and where all the work begins. The next step is we ingest the data and deduplicate the transactions, so we make sure we're not double counting everything, and then they're immediately encrypted in our system. And I want to talk a minute about security because this is really, really important. We need to build something that is trustworthy, otherwise no one's going to use it. And so security is foundational to what we do at Digits. We're using industry-leading best practices to secure your client's data. Everything is encrypted at rest and in transit everywhere, so all the way from our internal servers all the way up through the web browser where you see it. And the encryption keys we use are unique to each client, so you can't be compromised or mixed data between clients accidentally. We support fine-grained transaction-level permission controls, and we go through intensive third-party penetration tests and security audits so that we know what we've built is sound. So once this data is secure, now we can actually get to work on it. So the first step is to pre-process and cleanse all of the data. Digits automatically corrects common typos and automatically understands all major transaction formats. So it knows if it's dealing with a wire or a credit card transaction, an ACH payment, a bank transfer, a line item, a journal entry, et cetera, et cetera. Next, we need to identify who's involved. Wayne was talking about this a bit. And so maybe it's an invoice sent to a customer, maybe it's an expense payment to a vendor, maybe it's an employee report, expense report, maybe it's a cash transfer between banks. We call all of these parties, and they each play a really specific role. So, for example, in this transaction, who are the parties involved? Now, you're probably like, well, okay, immediately it was DoorDash. You clearly ordered food from DoorDash. And so, yes, they're technically the payee, but Digits actually understands this a layer deeper. The real vendor here is Saj Mediterranean in San Francisco. That's what you actually ordered from DoorDash. And this level of detail is probably far too tedious to do by hand. It's not really worth it. But when you're doing it with machine learning models, you can pull this out easily. And so here we actually know that DoorDash acted as the payment facilitator, and the product you got actually came from Saj. So next, now that we know who's involved, it's time to do category classification or coding. And so the Living Model is trained to understand every client's individual chart of accounts, So it's doing things in a client-specific way based on how you've been booking their business. And we predictively classify both credit and debit categories for every transaction. Now we can reconcile. So if you or your client link their bank accounts, magic starts to happen. Digits automatically reconciles the full history of those accounts and can surface areas where we think, oh, maybe there was a mistake or something's missing. Then we go above and beyond. So we do fully automated recurrence detection. The living model automatically identifies recurring activity, such as SaaS software subscriptions. This has been really one of the most fun aspects to work on. We've pioneered a new analytical algorithm that understands recurrence intervals and supports jitter in transaction date and amount so that it can accurately follow your subscription spend over time. And this lets us draw your attention to some interesting things. So example, a missed payment or a price change. Maybe you have a SaaS subscription and they change their tiers. Or potential double billing. All of this is automatically identified. The next step is what we call hydration. And what we mean by this is we bring additional data sets in order to make the understanding even easier. So your financial data is brought to life with full color logos, profile descriptions of these businesses, contact information for over 120,000 businesses we have in our database, and that's growing every single day. And so now when you're on the Digit site, you can see, oh, it's Uber, oh, it's Apple, oh, whatever it is. And then finally, it is time for insight detection. So we use brute force multidimensional statistical analysis to uncover patterns in the business's history. And so whether it's period over period or year over year, we can point out what's changing and what the underlying drivers of that change is, all the way down to the exact vendor that's driving it. And we convert multi-period trend lines into English. So you can explain to your client, oh, growth was flat for 6 months and then spiked, or whatever. And we're doing that all automatically. And so, as you can imagine, this is a lot of work. So under the covers, the living model is performing tens to hundreds of millions of calculations for each of your clients in order to complete all of this analysis. And we've now trained this on over 130 billion in transaction volume across thousands of companies from all different industries. And so again, we're trying to build something that'll work for all of your clients, no matter what sector they're in. And so all told, this was sort of our first 3 years. We spent the first 3 years of Digits in basically heads down R&D, focused purely on could we build this technology. We didn't actually know if it was possible when we started out, but we had to. We had to go on this journey because it was the core of all of these simple tools we wanted to build. And so I'm really excited to share that basically a year ago, we built it. We proved that it was possible and that it was working. And now we're able to build out all of these tools. So, all right, let's actually see this in action and see what it can do for you. So we've taken this tech and we've wrapped it under the covers and we've built a suite of tools designed for you to use with your clients. And so today we want to share the first few that we've launched, and we're also for the first time going to give you a preview of the next couple that are coming soon. And so all of these are built on the same living model that I just talked about. And the strength of that core platform is what it now allows us to very rapidly build out this tool set. And they're all self-consistent. They're all integrated. They all share the same interface, et cetera. So it makes it very, very easy. So all right, well, let's start basic. So in finance, everything comes down to the question you're trying to answer. And so that's where we wanted to start, too. So what if we put answers to these questions and thousands of other questions, any question you can think about, right at your fingertips? What would that product look like? Well, we call this Digit Search. And rather than digging through QuickBooks or running a report and doing some math, we figured there had to be a better way. And so I'd love to show that to you now.
Introducing Digit Search, a new way to explore your business. Powered by the Digits Living Model, Digit Search automatically indexes your business's entire financial history, cross-references it with your search input, and considers your true intent all to surface tailor-made search results. Curious about spend? Digit Search intelligently groups results by type so you can dive deeper into a focused, immersive experience that drowns out the noise. Need further context from your team? Comment directly on a trend of interest to cultivate your knowledge sharing amongst your colleagues. Because the data is readily available in the Digits Living Model, it can be sliced any way you want. And the results are produced without delay, without fail. Digit Search, your business at your fingertips.
So that's Digit Search, and using it is actually really fun with how fast it is. We index your client's entire financial history, every single transaction. Search results are intelligently grouped by type, as you saw. You can dive in and get details on anything, whether it's a vendor, a category, an individual transaction, whatever it is. And all the search results are delivered in under a second, and it's usually about 100 milliseconds. It is incredibly fast. And so, as it showed, endlessly explorable. You can comment, you can share. And so let's say if your client has a question, maybe they're worried about their marketing spend in this new climate we're seeing. You can literally pull it up and see the marketing spend and share it with them, and they will just see that screen. And so we're trying to make this as flexible and powerful for you to help your clients as possible. All right, let's talk about reports. So investors want them, you need reports, they're the natural output of the monthly close. But honestly, in our experience over the past 15 years across six different companies, we also feel like the standard reports aren't great. And so when in the early days, when you're starting out, when you're just starting the business, okay, great, the reports are simple enough. But then you start asking questions. And if you as the business owner don't start asking questions, trust me, the investors start asking questions. And so then you need to start answering these questions in the reports. Well, so, okay, here we go, 43 grand in sales. Is that good? Is that bad? What's happening to it? I don't know. Well, all right, let's improve the report, and so now we'll add a delta, and oh, this is great. They're growing 20% month over month. That's fantastic. Well, what about payroll? How much of the total spend is payroll? Okay, well, let's add another column for that. Okay, great, it's like 79%, yeah. Okay, well, how has that trended over the past year? And you keep asking these questions, and your investors keep asking these questions, and soon enough, you're back here. And so now you just have a mess of numbers, and it's like, okay, I bet we could do a little bit better than this. So then you're putting this together, you're like, well, what if I now make a mistake in the cell formulas? What if I spend all of this time modeling this in Excel, and then I send it off and my investors don't actually open it? So we've had that a lot. So all right, let's make this better. So again, what if we went back and applied our sort of human-centered design process? How would we go about this? And so there are a few key realizations, a few things we really wanted to get in to better reports. The first is collaboration. The only reason to send a report is because you want to actually have to read it and collaborate around it. And so how about we bake that in so that it's just a natural part of the experience? Next would be, how do we help you grow intuition? I'm sure you have clients that are sort of sophisticated in finance, and you probably have clients that are not sophisticated in finance and have no idea what you're telling them. And so how can we help them better understand what's going on? We also want to deliver insight without all of the tedium, right? Computers are extremely good at doing math, and so let's leverage their ability to do math and surface what's important. So, all right, what if we imagined financial reports with these principles in mind? So let's check this out.
Introducing Digits Reports, a powerful new way to help you understand what is happening beneath the surface of your business. Gone are the old, hard-to-understand, black-and-white financial statements. Digits Reports are live and interactive. Designed to be immersive, Digits Reports lets you dig deeper into your finances. Hover to discover to get the full picture, from a high level down to the smallest of details, or you can dig deeper if something catches your eye. Digits Reports are infinitely explorable. Got a question? Just ask, right in the report. Want to share with your team? Send it easily and securely with a single click. Escape the black and white. Welcome to Digits Reports, live, interactive financial statements. Experience Digits Reports today at digits.com.
So that's Digits Reports, and we launched this a couple months ago, and the feedback has been overwhelming. We've been overjoyed by the response, but we've also been inundated with feature requests, because when we shared this with bookkeepers and accountants, they were like, okay, I see where you're going here, but I really want XYZ. And so the main theme has been customizability. What's been really clear and what we've sort of started to learn from the community is that these are a storytelling mechanism. You really want to be able to customize them and highlight what's important to each client, what that business owner needs to know, and that's how you can have a really strong conversation. And so you want to add custom graphs and text and highlight things and so on. And so today, we are premiering the next version of Reports, which I think will be even more powerful. So we call this Reports Builder.
Introducing Digit's Report Builder, a new tool that empowers you to tell compelling financial stories in a fraction of the time. Building on the interactive and collaborative concepts introduced by Digit's Report, we've doubled down on reimagining what a financial report could be. Digit's pre-constructs powerful visualizations, and variances can be dragged and dropped into the executive summary, which serves as your new reporting canvas. You can add or reorder components within the same row, or create new rows entirely, so the executive summary mirrors your exact train of thought. Tracking a specific trend? Through the power of Digit Search, you can pull in any metric that is top of mind. Want to drive home a point? Add a comment to add deeper context and collaborate with your clients. Once you've curated your report, share it with your clients so that they can understand their financials on a whole new level. Digit's Report Builder is the most powerful way to tell a financial story. Just drag, drop, done.
How does that sound? So we have jam-packed this with features. We couldn't even fit them all into the video. But I did want to highlight a couple. So storytelling, as you saw, is super easy. You have custom charts and text components, tables. All of the math is done for you. All the graph rendering is done for you. You can resize them. They can be big or small. We're adding new components all the time. And we baked in Digit Search to it, so anything you can search for, you can then just drag and drop into the report. You can also personalize them. We know that's super, super important. So you can add your company's branding to the report and your logo and name. You can also attach other custom work. So if you already have Excel budget models or things, you can drag those as file attachments on, and those come with it. And so then when you share off the report, your client gets a nice big package. And keep in mind, these are far more secure than sending files over email. Everything, both the report and the contents, are fully encrypted in our system, and they're encrypted all the way out to your client's web browser. So we are constantly working on new features. You'll see one in the bottom. We have a big customer request for templates, because once you set up a report, you want to send something like that every month, and so that's coming soon. And we've had tons of other stuff going on, so very excited to hear feedback, and we will keep rapidly iterating this with you. All right, so we're so excited about this. We actually have some great reactions from the accounting firms we've been testing this with privately, and so we put together a short video of that. Jackie.
I used to spend hours going and digging through the reports, trying to work out what were the key messages to bring to my clients. Now I have those messages at my fingertips.
To be able to give the 99% access to these tools from the future, these big enterprise powerful tools, is incredible.
As bookkeepers and accountants, we're so accustomed to looking at all these boxy solutions, and you log in to Digit's and you just immediately go, ooh la la.
Digit's has helped us run the business better just by helping us make faster decisions on things. It was easy for us to be like, okay, that's an expense we can X out really quickly, you know, check, check, check.
Digit's Reports has just made such a difference. It draws you into wanting to know about your financials.
Digit's makes working with our accountant effortless.
Digit's Labs gives us the access to where the next generation of tools are being developed.
Now that I have Digit's, there's no going back.
Really happy to hear the positive feedback from every single one of the people that we have tested this with and developed with. And it's an honor to touch the lives of so many businesses, especially through the boom years and now that we're entering, potentially entering a recession. Here are some of the clients and businesses, your clients and your businesses, you should recognize these type of businesses as the type of clients that you serve. You have True North is a trucking company. You have a groomer, Cerebral Brewing. That's a fun one. And it goes on and on. We actually have the software that tracks the trucks that goes around the nation as a customer as well. And so we see end-to-end the difference between a single entrepreneur and all the way up to a C-Corp making billions of dollars in revenue. And all of this is on our mission to make sure that we support all businesses of all sizes across all industries. But we know that we don't know all the nuances that you guys deal with that from the day in and day out. And so we're working with hundreds of firms to build the tools of tomorrow in the right way. And we would love for you guys to join us on this journey. And that's why we created Digits Labs. And so Labs is where a lot of the innovation happens. It's where we build in public. So you can follow along as we build these tools. You can see it, you can help change it, help direct the course of it. And the best part of Labs is that you get to see the new tools, the next tools that might make your job a lot easier, a lot more fun, a lot less tedious. But what goes into Labs? So if you're part of Labs, you get access to those tools. So some people are part of Labs in this room before today, and they got to see a bunch of the tools beforehand and got to use it with their businesses, which means they got to spend less time on doing the TDM, which means they got to service more clients. They get to collaborate with our product team. We've built an incredible team, and through Labs, you can interface with them, you can talk with them. If you've ever wanted to be part of Silicon Valley, to be part of the tech, to be part of the tools of your industry, you can work with the team, get them in, see a new feature come out. That's what Labs is for. And then after that, we would publish either through video or through blog or through announcements. And we like to credit people that have been part of this. So if you wanted, if you like being part of the credits of like the of a movie, this is a version of that. We want to recognize the people that have helped us build these tools. And this is one of the few chances that we think that we can give where everyone here can be involved in building the tools that you can actually use for your business. But what's in Labs? Why is it so interesting to be in Labs? Well, I want to share with you a few of the tools in here. Ben mentioned this a little earlier about advisory, about creating new revenue streams for your business. One of the tools, actually two tools that are coming out. One is called Burn, and the other one's called Sales. And so with Burn, you can have incredible insight into your client's expenses. This means like the vendors, the categories, the analysis, the chart of accounts, all the different things that you're probably manually doing now or you can't do because you don't have the time for. You just click Burn and it'll do all the analysis for you. It's a tool for you to quickly gain some insights, get some advisory stuff to then share with your clients. You can charge for that. Sales is the flip side of that. Very, very similar. But now you understand your clients' revenue streams, their customers, which customers are growing, which ones are canceling, which ones aren't paying. Cash flow becomes an issue. Sales will help you identify the problem areas and really get the information to your clients when it matters. So these two tools together, we call it advisory tools, and together it should cut out the TDM and give and speed up the analysis so you can share it with your clients. And the next one, the reason why we're all here. This one I'm really excited about. I'm really excited about this one. Today, we're officially announcing Boost. It's as an accountant, you're dealing with the ledgers and you're dealing with a lot of issues that come up, the inconsistencies, the bugs. Is this categorized correct? What is this? Is this double? There's so many different areas here that affect your day-to-day. And so Boost wants to help solve all that. Let's take a look at how it works.
Boost is a powerful new tool that monitors and activates your client's ledger, powered by our living model. Boost compares new transactions to your client's history, alerting you to any inconsistencies. Messy or duplicated vendors? No problem. Digits tracks your client's vendor database in real time to make sure it's clean and error-free. Pushing suggestions back to QBO is as simple as a button click. Best of all, Digits' powerful AI learns from your own work. Digits Boost. Save time. Automate your work.
And that's just a start. And so we're going to be pushing lots and lots of updates and improvements to Digits Boost. And you'll learn something about Digits is we love design, we love video. And so we've made a small little video that we're going to be sharing with our community.
In the world of business finance, repetitive and tedious tasks are everywhere. Checking and correcting vendors, jumping back and forth between your client's receipts, books, documents, and email threads. Enough. It's time to supercharge your work with Digits Boost. It's the mission-critical tool you need to monitor your client's ledgers with speed and efficiency like never before. Overwhelmed with miscategorizations? Digits Boost spots errors, flags them automatically, and suggests corrections. Fix it with Digits Boost, and then push them directly to QuickBooks. Drained by tedious tasks? Fix it with Digits Boost. Gone are the days of manually updating and maintaining vendors. Boost does it for you. Sensitive data in your client's ledger? Fix it with Digits Boost. Don't be liable. Let Boost identify and redact the info for you. Anytime a Boost is available, you'll be notified. And it's all powered by the Digits Living Model, a digital twin of your client's financials. Digits Boost. Save time. Automate your work.
So labs is where all the innovation happens, and it's where you get to be part of the tools of tomorrow. Let me really, really quickly show you the community site and how it all works. So right here is our community site. It's just go to community.digits.com, and you just click Product Ideas. Here you can submit an idea. You can vote on an idea. And you can also watch the tools get better. So what does that mean? Well, here are some ideas that came up. And one of them says, hey, so in the same way that Digits Boost can create a new vendor, is it possible to add the functionality so that a new category can be created? Why? Maybe. Let's take a look. Oh, wow. So that thing shot up to 32 votes. And you can see it go from new to discussion ongoing to finally being implemented, and it's now a new feature inside Digits Boost. And the next part here is product updates. This is where we constantly push out updates. You click on it, and you instantly see the simple stuff that comes out. Product update, June, brought 22 major upgrades to Digits. And then the one below, Digits joins the financial data exchange to strengthen secure data access. We push out constant updates all the time. This is the spot to see that. So community is at the center of everything we do. And we deeply, deeply appreciate all the feedback as we do build these together. And so I'd love to share another short clip of some of our community members.
My favorite part about being part of the Digits community is that I'm given an opportunity, a platform to participate in helping grow something.
We work with a lot of accountants who have left, you know, the big four. Providing tools like Digits gives them that confidence to say, I now have some powerful tools available to me that help me feel more surrounded, more covered in the work that I'm doing.
Every time there's a new release, there's a new improvement in the way we work with our clients.
My experience with the design and development team has been great. They're very responsive to questions, to recommendations.
One thing that my husband had talked to the development team about was adding a refresh button so that he could see, really making sure that it was just like real-time data.
Every time the engineering team come along and say, hey, Jackie, can you take a look at this? there's an even bigger wow. The wows just don't stop.
When you have a strong community of users, you're able to build a lot stronger product.
The community brings everything together.
Just gonna wait for Jeff to get on stage.
Awesome. All right, well, we are about to wrap up, but we do have one more thing. You've probably gotten from now, we love building software. This is our obsession. We are not accountants, we are not bookkeepers, we do not offer accounting services. We are here to build great software for you to use with your clients. And to make that even more fun, we are announcing that Digits is coming to Mac. So there will be a Mac desktop version later this year. And whether it's just because you want to stay logged in all the time or you're tired of too many browser tabs, it feels awesome on the Mac. So we're really excited to ship this.
Wait. Give me this little control here. There's two more things. So we care deeply about making sure that the experience is as easy to use as possible. And that starts at the very beginning. No setup required. Business, finance, accounting software, bookkeeping, all your clients are different shapes and sizes, all the configuration, they hired someone, they installed a new system, you have to all figure that out. We do it all for you. All you have to do is link QuickBooks. Oh, that was it. That's it. And you get Digit Search, Digit Reports Builder, Digit Reports, Digit Boost, the advisory tools, Burn, Sales, and the best part, they're all available today, and they're free.
For all of you.
All of you guys. So. Just write this down. I'm borrowing Ben's thing. Just write this down. bkx@digits.com. Send the word labs into the subject, and that's it. I would even do it right now if you can, just on the thing, just to make sure you guys get that down.
And so, yeah, we are so excited to be here. Thank you so much. This is a huge thanks to Ben for having us. We wanted to make this to thank him for that. So, yeah, all free for everyone in this room. We're so excited to hear your product ideas. And really appreciate it. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Yeah. I can't let them. Oh, both of you stand so they can see you. And I just want to say a huge thank you. And I've never been physically aroused by a product until today. I hope. So when we're talking about the fascinating future and we're talking about this radical change in technology, do you see it right here? Do you see the power of what is going on and how this is able to radically transform the services? Getting the talons in your clients, this right here is my, so thank you so much for this. I know that you didn't have to give it to us for free. That's amazing. I am still pissed off at you. Yeah. But wait. Where were you in 2012? What were you doing? You were at Twitter?
Crashlytics had a lot of crashes we had to deal with first.
We're solving the other issues.
Now, I'm so thankful that you guys are here. Hey, and by the way, if you've not registered, RSVP'd for the Digits party tomorrow night, yeah. You have to RSVP for it. Are there still any spaces?
Yeah, so RSVP for the event tomorrow night. The advisory board members, there are some that are here. We've actually made a special line for the advisory members. Jackie's one of them. They can actually get you into their line. So
ooh.
If you have a couple,
I'll be in like a way back
Jackie.
Line.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So hey, awesome. You got that link in your email? We sent you only like 1,000 emails with that in there. So make sure that you do that. Thank you guys both.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being
Thank
here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right. So here's the deal.